sound of an A-Bear answer.
Hello, Mr. President, how are you?
How you doing, Eddie?
Man, they're killing me. I'm too old for this business.
Yeah, we just got
out of...
You wear them out. You wear them out. You wear them out. Let me ask you this. What does it look like? I just wanted to check, because I have to go to a dinner tonight.
We finished the entire bill this afternoon, except man's fee. We're in agreement all the way down on everything, tentative, of course.
Right, sure.
We close it out on everything. Now, the first order of business tomorrow will be Mansfield, and that's what we'll talk about. We'll meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. In that area, I told Stennis I didn't want to discuss it at all, because I talked to Les this morning, as you know, and I talked to Clark, and I talked to Jerry Ford.
Yeah.
I told them that my conversation with you and I was staying put. I told you I'd stay put, and I will stay put.
Right.
And I'll be guided by what you want to do.
Yeah.
As far as what we can do, I don't know. I think they're trying to insist on some type of compromise, and then they have the threat of the filibuster. I talked to Carmen this afternoon, and if anything like the Mansfield Amendment is in, he indicated to me he wouldn't give me a rule.
Good for him.
The rule would mean that, we've got to get points of order, Mr. President.
Oh.
All the way.
I see.
And tomorrow night, of course, it's the deadline.
Yeah.
Now, we'd have to get this thing out by tomorrow. I'd have to go to him, and if there's a compromising language in it. Now, they told me this morning, Clark told me, that the language that was acceptable to you. I said, you'd have to tell me that.
Yeah.
I told you.
I know.
One, and
I prove it.
That's the way I'm staying right.
Well, now let me ask you this. You're meeting tomorrow at 10?
Yes, correct.
Okay, could I call you tomorrow, just before the meeting? And
sure, I'll be in my office.
Let me think about the thing a little bit.
Think about it and find out what you want me to do. And you call the signals, and I'll carry it.
Well, I appreciate it.
I want the signals directly from you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And let me say this first, that the battle you put up has just been great, and I appreciate it, because, you know, after what the Senate did, have you guys stand up, it greatly strengthens what... See, there is still a chance in negotiation. I've told you that, and you can take my word for it.
Well, here's what
whether it comes off or not, I don't know. But be that as it may, we got to run the chance out. That's really what it gets down to. And you helped on that. And now,
here's the deal. Here's what I told the papers, trying to explain, because you know how to give you the pressure.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people run away. I don't run away from them. I talk to them, because I can talk to them.
You can
handle myself without
them. Well, you can handle them.
They try to make you say things, don't you?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You don't want to say it. And I told them today, they said, am I under instructions not to take the Mansfield Amendment? I said, let me go back and let me explain to you what the parliamentary situation is. I made a motion that the House disagree to the Senate amendment, appoint conferees, and go to conference. That amendment was adopted by the House. Like any pro forma amendment, it's the usual amendment we have when we go to conference. Following that, Whelan made his motion to instruct us. I asked the House not to shackle or handcuff my conferees, to leave me free and open as I do, and then I made the motion to table. Now, the motion to table did not instruct me not to do it or to do it. It was not voted on.
Oh, I see.
I mean, the merits of the resolution that's on the table, see, that didn't say anything. So the Mansfield resolution, or rather, the Mansfield resolution, yes, takes its same place with anything else in conference. Now, I was asked to do that, Stennis said, don't put my feet, he begged me not to put my feet too much that he couldn't maneuver.
Yeah.
And so that's the way it stands. So you got a con, and I said, well, would you take a compromise? I said, I can't tell you what I'll do.
Yeah. Good. That keeps
the thing is in conference.
You got the complete running room this way. That's good.
And the other day, we outmaneuvered him by me being able to control the time. That's how it. Now tomorrow we got the Pentagon Papers coming on to privilege resolutions. Run the problems.
Well, you're going to handle that, aren't you?
I'm handling that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm reporting both of them out adversely and making a motion to table. Now if I lose the motion to table, because it'll be open for an hour each, and we have some more monkey shines. I don't know.
Well, if they have a hearing, though, you'll handle it, won't you?
Oh, there's going to be no hearing. We already killed
oh.
that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, hell yeah. We killed it in committee. This goes to the floor now. It's a privilege, resolution.
I see.
Oh, no. We reported that voicely on the resolution.
Oh, then it's the floor. I see.
Yes, and as soon as I call it from the desk, I'll move the table.
I see.
Oh, no. I'll move the table right away.
Oh, that'll be quite a vote. Well, I'll be watching you with interest. 10 o'clock tomorrow. When do you eat?
God, I don't have to eat. I got to go there. Listen, you tell what I do. I don't know how you could run that job you run. What are you talking about?
No, I don't. I stick around here. I'm sitting here. I'll get in the Security Council people now and have a talk with them about this.
Uh-huh.
We'll be in touch with you tomorrow morning.
I'll be down. I'm usually in the office at 9:30.
Fine. Okay.
And I'll make.
Well, I won't call you till 9:45.
I will make no moves until I hear from you. And
all right,
whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
Good. Okay.
I can't more than that to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you very much.